Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back for another exciting episode. All right, you know, we're here on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Friday. That's right, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And if you're in the middle of the country, it should be about 6 o'clock there. And if you're all the way over on the West Coast, it's probably about 5 a.m. However, you could be across the waters over in Japan, or you could be in Australia, you could be in Europe, or many, many other places, wherever you can get internet access, because this broadcast is over the internet. So when the internet became popular, many, many, many people were able to reach global markets to great proportion. And I know a lot of people talk about going global in the global marketplace. Well, here you have it. If you're on internet radio, sister, girl, brother, man, you're global. So just know that and just remember that. So, you know, your reach is very far. And good morning to my awesome, awesome co-host, Cassandra McKissick. Give her a nice, warm welcome. Good morning, Cassandra. How you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, I'm
Are you
so
excited?
Glad to be alive today.
I'm excited.
Yes, yes, I'm very excited. So glad Ebony is with us today. And I am looking forward to this conversation. I know it's going to be awesome. Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, Ebony is very, very special and dear to us, and we had her on the show a little while back, and we definitely were, at that point, you know, stated we'd, you know, be glad to get her back on, and wow, here she is, and awesome, dynamic, powerful young lady. Some people did not get a chance to hear that. She sang last time, I think. I know we definitely played her song. It was so powerful, and I promised to make that song my theme song for my event coming up in August. So we'll be playing her song in Newark, New Jersey at a beautiful Marriott at our third annual Women's Empowerment, Women's Leadership and Entrepreneur Summit. And, you know, we're still hopeful. We don't know. Maybe, you know, Ebony might just show up. But Ebony, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're great, Ebony. We are great, but I'll let Cassandra speak for herself. Well, you know, Ebony, Cassandra may be
awesome. I am awesome.
may be on mute, Cassandra, so that's fine. But you know what? I tell you, Ebony, you know, I've been, you're a young person and you have a lot going on, so why don't you share with the audience what you've been working on lately? I know one of your CDs is, you know, definitely going to big levels because I've seen you advertising on Facebook and what you're doing. So why don't you tell people about, you know, about your life, how you got started in the music industry, and you're also a business mogul. I see you do PR work, marketing work. You also help people, you know, consultant, help people kind of figure out how they want to market themselves and launch their products and services and how to get it out there, how to brand themselves. So you're a branding expert, you're a singer. My goodness, I'm happy that you're up this morning and you get up, you know, at 5 o'clock for a radio show. Tell us about your life and how you got started and what you're working on. And wait a minute, before we do that, I must do this. I must take a moment to welcome and say good morning to all of our wonderful, wonderful audience, our guests who got up early to tune in. We saw the flyers going around, and so we so appreciate those. For those of you who are tuning in on behalf of Ebony and also behalf of Miss Bernita, who's going to come on later, we really appreciate you, and we're going to take your calls later. But I just wanted to say good morning to all our faithful audience who have been here for a long time. We so appreciate you and we so love you. And don't worry, if you didn't get your free gift yet, it's coming. It's like my pastor always says, the train may be slow, but it's on its way. So with that being said, go ahead, Ebony, take it away.
Well, thank you once again for having me back on the show. For anybody who don't know, my name is Ebony Archer. I am an inspirational recording artist, author, entrepreneur, speaker, and TV show producer. I started singing when I was at the age of 4, and then my mom put me in the choir, my children's choir, at church when I was 6 years old. My pastor discovered my gift, and he started, you know, me singing everywhere, funerals, weddings, church services, anywhere that I could sing. And so my parents decided to take them one step further. And when I was 7 or 8 years old, I joined Walt Whitman and Soul Church Chicago. And I was with them for numerous of years. And with them, I was able to share the stage with Yolanda Adams, Celine Dion, so many people, Nick Carter, Destiny Child, Don McClurk, and the list goes on. And that's what really made me want to go in the music industry, because it kind of prepared me and showed me, you know, not just the glamour of the music industry, but also the hard work and ethic and what it takes to go behind and be successful in the music industry. And so with that, I decided to start my own entertainment company, which is called Inspired by Purpose Incorporated. And basically, that entertainment company is where I provide, you know, there's so many negative messages in the industry, and so I want to provide mainstream media and entertainment that relates positive messages, and, you know, especially to our youth. And so that's the purpose of Inspired by Purpose Incorporated. And along with that, I decided to start a not-for-profit, which I started last year in January, which is called You Speak Out. Basically, You Speak Out is a outlet and an organization where I allow the youth and young adults to speak out and to be heard. And two ways that we do that is by our TV show, which airs here locally every Tuesday on Comcast Channel 19, and then we'll be going national on this network late March, early April, just to get them that platform. We also have our radio show, You Speak Out. It comes out every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And with You Speak Out, it's definitely something that I'm really proud of, because a lot of youth don't have the platform to speak out. And so to be able to give them that platform, I think it's just something special, something that's very needed. With that, I have a new single, a song, which is called Gotta Believe in Me. And basically, Gotta Believe in Me is a song where I uplift, encourage people that if you believe in yourself, the sky is unlimited, nothing is impossible, but you got to believe in the person that God has created you to be in order to go very far. And I'm just so proud of that song because it touched so many people and is just, you know, doing so many things that I never expected to do or reach people that I never expected to reach. And so I'm just very proud of that record. And it's going to be released worldwide April 3rd, 2014, this year. There are over 750 online distributors and mobile partners as well as streaming companies. So I'm just so proud of that song, Gotta Believe in Me. And this year I will be launching the Gotta Believe in Me movement, which I will share more information later once we launch it. So I do a lot in this to inspire and motivate others.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, that is amazing. Yes, your song, Gotta Believe in Me, that is a powerful song. And we're going to try to see if we can play a little bit of that later. But, Ebony, you know, you already know. Yeah, people can get it. Like you said, 750 distributors where people can get this song. We want everybody to go out and get this song. Get this song to your young people, your old people, your middle-aged people, just anybody, because this song is truly, truly inspiring. The lyrics are inspiring, optimistic. If there's probably a lot of people who don't believe that a young person like yourself could make such a powerful song so positive when there's so much demand, the demand for lyrics that, let me see, how can I say it? Well, Ebony, help me out here. You're young. What's the demand for the type, for your music versus, and I don't want to call any names, but you're, I'm just saying, we're just talking here. We're just radio. This is not necessarily, you know, my opinion per se. I'm just discussing. So you have this positive music, a song like I Gotta Believe in Me, and then shortly and then recently, Miss Lupita Nyong'o, who won one of the Oscars, she said, also a very young person, said something similar. She said, your dreams are valid. So here you are with a song that speaks and is a perfect match for what the young girl from Kenya, who was in the movie 12 Years of Slavery, said in the Oscars just a couple weeks ago. Your dreams are valid. So just kind of talk to me about what do you think about that? You know, you have a song that speaks to what she said on a stage in front of millions of people.
You know what, I just think that, you know, God allowed me to write this song, put that song in a desk of time. I just think, you know, it's always me for inspirational movement. Inspirational music. No matter where you are in life, a lot of people will always feel like, you know, they have fallen or, you know, trying to, you know, get down sometimes, get discouraged. And I just think that's where inspiration music plays a big part. And I think especially now with the youth and young adults, and just with anybody, I think adults need to know that they can believe in themselves. And a lot of adults, you know, lose faith within themselves too. And I just think what she said, it goes hand in hand with my song. And it's just that your dreams cannot be fulfilled if you do not believe they can be. And I just think that's the message. It's more than a song. It's more of a mindset that I want people to get into, is that you have to develop that self-belief. You have to develop that self-confidence within yourself to achieve anything. And so I just think my song and this song, it's not my song. I always tell people it's just something that God has given me, and I just wrote it on paper and recorded it. That's why I say God was the writer of the song, because truly he was. And I just think now it's just the death of time. Now it's time for people to hear the song, and I'm just, you know, I'm just thankful
for the impact it already has and the people that have already been touched by it. So I definitely agree with her. I just think it's the time now to motivate, inspire, and to just let people know that it starts with you. And, you know, you've got to develop that self-belief in order to reach your destiny.
Wow. Well, I think that your song is making a huge impact right now, and that, like you said, this is a good time to get this message out into, I think, that a direct place, and I'm sure that you're working along these lines anyway, but definitely the inner cities where so many kids and young people and all kinds of people do not believe in themselves, Ebony. I've seen it. I work from the jails. I work in the welfare office. I work in some of the worst inner city schools in the country. And I've seen it, people walking around despondent, walking around with so many gifts inside of them. And I just pray that, you know, God allows this song to hit their ears so they can wake up. And they can, because I know they've been preached to, many of them, their parents or their grandparents were in the church, took them to church, and somehow the children didn't follow in those ways. And so, you know, I see as you are a leader in the gospel industry and ministry, thank God for your parents who raised you and those leaders around you, your pastor that noticed your gift and was not slack in putting and bringing your gift forth. I just think that's awesome and amazing. And I would think these young people, if they could hear your song, if you can, and I know you're traveling around, so, you know, can you talk about some of your experiences with travel? I mean, what are your upcoming areas that you're going to and places you've been invited to do exactly what we're talking about right now, share your message with people that need it most?
Well, definitely. I do have a lot of things that have coming up. Can't really, talk about them now. A lot of details getting together. Will be anybody that's following me on my social media networks, they should be receiving and a lot of announcements soon. And definitely
okay.
The movement that we're about to launch, we're definitely hitting cities, and that's my goal. It's not just to reach the U.S., but I just see it being global, because I know that youth around the world, youth and young adults, need to speak out, need to be heard, and need to believe in themselves. And so we're in a plan of action to make those things happen. But it's a lot of things coming up, and I'm just excited for it. And so I just tell people, you know, make sure, you know, they follow me on my social media networks. It's all, you know, facebook.com/EbonyArcher2, or just visit my website, ebony-archer.com, and you'll see a lot of, you know, announcements with the TV show and everything that's coming up. But I'm definitely excited, especially this summer. We definitely going to do a lot. And, you know, this is my goal, is just to reach the youth, reach the young adults, reach everybody, because at the end of the day, like I said, everybody needs to be motivated and inspired. So I'm definitely excited for it. So just, you know, keep go to my website, ebony-arch.com, and you'll see all my social media links on there, and, you know, just keep up. But I'll definitely make a lot of announcements soon.
Hey, Ebony, listen, I'm wondering, how is it that you did not get caught up into peer pressure, or how did you have the power to, not maybe get caught up into a lot of these things that are you get caught up into during your teens and 20s when, some of them are equally as talented, but they seem to take, you know, the wrong road, get caught up into the drugs and the sex and all this craziness that some of our youth get caught up into because they feel like it's so, you know, it's the end thing to do, you know, to be against your parents and to act contrary. How are you able to overcome those kinds of things?
Well, you know, I always been, you know, I'm kind of a laid-back person, even though I like to talk to people, I'm laid back at the same time, and I'm always been, you know, I always, it was times when, you know, I wanted to fit in things like that, because every youth, every young adult goes through that phase. Oh, I don't want to be different. I don't want to stand out. I want to have the same clothes they have. I want to have this. I want to do this. So everybody, all you go through that stage. And so I went through that stage too. But for me, I was kind of person, if it didn't look right and it didn't feel right, if I didn't want, I'm the kind of person, if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. You know, that's the mentality that I have. I don't care who we're going to hit. If every archer don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. And so that's just, you know, I'm kind of stubborn in certain ways. I thank God for that. And so it wasn't for me. It wasn't all because, you know, my parents raised me in such a right way, and that had a big part. But even though sometimes people understand you go to church, you're raised in there, the devil or the enemy will attack you more because of your upbringing, because of the special calling and anointing God has on you. So the enemy will, you know, come at you more. And so there was a lot of temptation, a lot of things, you know, that was thrown my way. Even now, just being in the music industry and just being a young black female, there's a lot of things that's thrown at me now. And so it's by me just being prayed up. I just feel like, you know, your relationship with God and your prayer life is key to be able to withstand the things that, you know, that's thrown at you or resist temptations, especially when the enemy try to attack you. And so I always to have that prayer life, always have that and keep my relationship with God, which is number one. But to me, it's just that I just have that attitude, like, if Ebony Archer is not, don't want to do anything, I'm not going to do it. If it don't feel right, it don't look right, I'm not going to do it. And I just encourage all of you and young people to do that, is that, you know, I didn't always have this, but I learned how to be confident in myself. I learned how to love Ebony for me. I learned that I can't be like everybody else, because nobody else is meant to, everybody's not to be the same. We all have different purposes and different talents and gifts that makes us unique. And so with me, I had to develop that. I had to do it for myself. You know, I know a lot of times it's hard with peer pressure, because your friends have this, your friends doing this, but you can't do it. You know, and you can't, you know, go and talk like that or dress like that. And so it's a lot of peer pressure, and especially you have a lot of people in your ear saying what you can, what you should do. But it's just at the end of the day, I had to learn that I had to be confident in myself. I had to do what Ebony wants to do. I have to do what God called me to do. And with that, it just really takes the time to say, you got to love yourself. You got to learn about yourself, you know, what you like, what you're passionate about, and be confident. That's what it is. Because peer pressure is all about confidence. If people know that you're confident and you know who you are, you know what you stand for, they're not going to mess with you. But people know when you're not confident or you're not stable within yourself. And so I have to learn. I have to just be confident. And if everybody don't want to do nothing, I'm not going to do it. And that's at the end of the day, that's the bottom line. And that's the attitude I encourage anybody, adults too. You know, you got to be confident in who you are. If you're not confident, people know when you're not confident in who you are. They sense that. And so you got to have that confidence. Really do.
That is so true. That is so true. So when you're standing before youth and you're talking to them, what is your highest priority to convey to them when you are being that mentor, when you're being that person who, you know, is giving the message? What is your main message that you're speaking to youth at this time in this season?
I think my main message is, number one, finding your identity. And I just think that's for everybody. Because if you don't know who you are, you don't know the reason why you're supposed to be here. You don't know your purpose. You got to find who you are first, right? In order to do anything, you got to find your identity to know how to use your gifts and talents correctly. And a lot of us don't even know how to use our gifts and talents correctly and effectively, because we don't know who we are, why we're even here. And so the youth, I know a lot of us, they are lost and they don't know who they are. That's basically. And if a lot of youth know who they are, then they want to act the way they act. And I know that from personal experience. They got to know who I am. And that's the one thing I said. Find out, take the time out to find out who you are, and don't live out your life because people tell you to live that way, or don't be the person that people tell you to be. You have to be yourself. You got to learn that for yourself and love for yourself. So identity is definitely what I always talk to anybody, is just find out who you are. Why are you here? If you can't answer that question, then you don't know how to use your gifts, talents, or effect. You don't know why you have to be like this or do it like that, act like that. You got to find out who you are. And you look in the mirror and you don't know who you are, or you can't recognize your own reflection, that's a problem. There's something really wrong with that. You got to learn how to identify yourself. And so that's the number one thing I tell anybody. It's youth, young adult, kid. You got to learn who you are and learn your identity. So that's number one. And then I always tell you, just, you know, live out your purpose. You're here for a reason. I teach people just how to motivate themselves, empower themselves. And even me, when I get discouraged, there's things I do just to help motivate myself. I teach people how to do that. And I teach people how to develop the inner motivator within. We got to learn how to motivate ourselves when we don't have nobody else to motivate ourselves as well. So that's really some of the key things I tell people.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when can I expect to hear you speak again? What is your next youth engagement? You have something coming up soon?
Yes, I have two events coming up, and I'll be announcing that soon by next week. But I have two coming events, April 19th, April 25th, and 26th. I'll be out here in Illinois doing a big God Believe Me showcase for the youth down there. And then I have a couple of engagements in June and July. And also September, it's a big thing, September, that I haven't announced yet, but I will be announcing as well. And that will be the launch of the God Leave Me movement. So that's going to be real big as well. So I have a lot of things coming up. It's just, you know, I haven't announced it yet, so I got to take the time out to announce those things. But I definitely have.
Okay, you're not quite ready to tell us. So folks can just contact you basically either on Facebook or Twitter or your website to just be able to keep up with what you've got going on. That is awesome. You know, it's your parents must be so proud of you, I'm sure, that you've been such a blessing. Do you have some other siblings? Are they also in the music industry, or is it just you and your family?
Well, my sister, she's one of media broadcast, and she's the host of You Speak Out. And then my brothers, they both in college. One is in sports. He does football. And then my other brother, he's in computer science, so he does that. And I had a little baby. He's 11 years old. And so he's still young yet. So I'm the oldest.
Okay, great. Wow, that is so wonderful that, you know, God is using you in such an awesome way. Now, were you able to, I know we kind of talked about you offering something to our listening audience today. What can folks expect from you in the way of, I don't know if you actually had a free gift or a percentage off of something. What were you able to offer? Did you come up with something special?
Oh, yes. Another one thing is that if you want a free copy of my song before it released worldwide, please go to my website at www.ebony-archer.com and sign up for my mailing list. It's right there on the top of the homepage. It says sign up for mailing list. If you sign up for my mailing list, we'll be notified and you'll get a free copy of God Believe in Me, this thing, before it hits the worldwide market. And so once again, if you want a free copy of God Believe in Me, please go to www.ebony-archer.com and go on the top of the page and see where it says sign up for the mailing list. Sign up and you'll get a free copy of God Believe in Me.
Kind of short and sweet for our listening audience. Or do you feel comfortable doing that, Ebony?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you feel comfortable singing a cappella? Do you do that? I know I'm just kind of putting you on the spot, but I didn't know if you had a few
buttons
or something that maybe in your spirit or in your heart.
Doesn't matter if I'm going to make it through it all. For now, I see. God believe in me, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Awesome.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Wait a minute. I think I have the full song right here. Let's play that and we'll take
some questions. Do you have it? Okay. I wasn't sure if you had it queued up or not.
But I think I have it. awesome. Beautiful. Voice, Ebony. Awesome voice. Awesome young lady. Let's see if it plays. You know, it takes a minute. The internet has to catch up with itself often. I think it's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
That is true.
hear? All right. That was
beautiful.
Okay, I hope.
Beautiful.
Hey, you could hear it. All right. See why? That's why I want that song as my theme song. I gotta believe
in me.
It is possible. Oh, God. Well, Ebony, you know, you are definitely rocking this place because, you know, the things you've done and the things you've seen already, releasing your first record and what have you. You can tell how old I am, right, saying record. And your first song, you know, at such a young age, you know, just in your barely 20, and you're releasing, you know, such a beautiful young lady. And I'm one of those persons that do follow you on Facebook, so those of you who want to follow Ebony, she'll keep you motivated and inspired. Following her on Facebook, you follow her on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media networks, and, you know, there are many social media networks out there. That's, of course, the top five, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and probably Pinterest or Instagram. I guess they're probably both fighting for number five, but just wonderful, you know, things that you've shared here today and your TV show, Speak Out, your TV show, and then you guys, you're on the radio. You also helping other people and a motivational speaker, an author, a gospel singer, a producer, a TV producer. So I can't wait to for your TV, so I can see your TV show, and I would love to see you on stage singing, Gotta Believe. I can't wait. So, yes, Ebony, is there anything else that you wanted to share with us? Or if anyone has a question for Ebony about the music industry or the TV industry or how to be a successful youth industry, that should be a whole industry. That should be a degree, how to be a successful youth. Because a lot of times I know as an adult, I believe that, you know, it starts with even though you can become a best any time, but guess what? If you start it when you're young, then all you have to do is keep it going. So I think that should truly be, if little Kim, some of you know Little Kim, have heard of Little Kim. If Little Kim is, you know, she's in the church now, and she's actually a member of a church here in New Jersey, and she has a college course in some college in New York or something like that. She teaches people about the rap industry or some industry, something in the music like that. So if Little Kim can have a course, I can't see why Little Ebony can't have a course in a college as well, teaching people, young people, how to navigate this crazy terrain out here now. Well, not crazy, but you know what I mean. Some of the people act like they are. And you can teach younger people how to navigate, because they don't know. They come to my college class and they tell me, Professor Williams, we don't know how we got here. Every semester, our first question out their mouth is, how did you get here? They're like, we don't know. Like, somehow they made it. But guess what? Because if they knew how to do it, they would probably not be sitting at my college, which is a two-year local community college. They probably would be, you know, at a Penn State or Harvard or Yale or somewhere, Columbia or this and that, if they knew what they were doing, because they would have went for their grades and they would have gotten all those free scholarships that go unused every year. Every year, billions of dollars in scholarship money goes unused, academic scholarships. So if they knew at a young age, they would have gotten that. And even though I'm glad they came to me because, yes, it gives me a paycheck, but at the same time, when I see them, I say in the back of my mind, it's like, I wish I could have told them when they were in the ninth grade how to navigate and get some of that money at least. But anyway, so Ebony, yes, I wish you could do something like that in your busy travels, because I know you got a lot on your plate, but it could help a lot of young people. So you're very I think you're very inspiring. So if our guests have yes, there's a question. Beautiful, thank you. Area code 216, you're on the air with Ebony, author, TV producer, radio show. Yes.
Hi.
216. Hi.
How are you?
We're great. How are you? Tell us your name, calling from, and what's your comment or question?
My name is Deirdre Gunter, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. I have a question for
Ebony.
Hi, Ebony. How are you?
I think that was Cassandra.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
I wanted to know, I have two things. What does it mean to you to have self-confidence? And the reason why I asked that question is because for some of those who know me, when I ask questions, I've been taught a lot of different things within the church. And so, again, I am being free from a lot of chains. But in being free, that's one of them, because we've been taught that you only have confidence in God, and that's it. So that's something that I struggle with as far as having self-confidence, you know, because I know that I am able to do a lot of things, but because I've been taught that truth as far as, well, I'm not going to say just explain to me, what does it mean to you to have self-confidence? Well, we don't go overboard with it, and we become arrogant.
And you said, and you become arrogant?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, say that last part again, please.
And not to go overboard. Go overboard with it.
where we don't become arrogant. Because that's
right.
That's how they associated it. That if you have self confidence, you know, it leads to arrogance or, you know, being conceited. You know, what does it mean to have self confidence?
Well, let me just say this. Ebony, it looks like she dropped off. Now, that could be, it could be her phone. It could be the fact that she had somewhere to go, because typically the show used to end at 7:30. So, but she won't be able to answer that question. But I do hear your question. And if Cassandra, we can definitely answer that. But Cassandra, if she wanted to make some comments on that. But first, I would like for you to ask your, you said there was two things. If you get those both out of the way, in that way, we can, you know, roll on with that as well.
And the other thing was, I just wanted her contact information. That was all.
Okay. We can share her contact information with you and with the rest of our audience well, so that won't be a problem. And if she does call back in, we'll definitely open up her phone line and let her answer that. But I don't see that she's still on the line. But thank you to all of those of you who are still here, because you know our show goes now beyond a half hour. So I appreciate that. And we have our powerful, powerful actor is coming up, and so you don't want to miss that. That's Miss Bernita Ewing, who starred in Black Nativity, written by Bishop Katie Jake. So stay tuned for that. She'll be on shortly, and as soon as she comes on, she'll get her number one key. But Cassandra, did you want to address the first part, at least, of her question about confidence? And I've struggled with that as well, just so that you'll know, Deidre. I have struggled with that up till now. Even now, I still struggle on a regular basis. So after Cassandra finishes, I'll share my piece. I've learned about that, and I, too, grew up in the church and had the same teaching. And so, yes, go ahead, Cassandra, if you would like.
Yeah, I agree, Lisa, and with that, I understand what you're saying, Deidre, because I felt like I suffered with confidence. And so many things that you're taught in the church, there's a fine line, it seems, between you know, God confidence and self confidence. But what I do is I always look to Scripture. You know, God calls us His beloved, and if we are His beloved, to me that is speaking to me to have you know, a good confidence in myself. And to me that means I'm not cocky, I'm not arrogant. I feel good about who I am, and I walk in that. And to me, having a good confidence is also a God confidence, because God wants me to love myself, but not to the point where it becomes arrogant. I think when you cross over into arrogance and being cocky with it, then you're getting over to a confidence that is not what God is prescribing for us. So I believe a lot of it has to do with when you're biblically based and biblically grounded, then you're able to possess the right kind of confidence, the right balance. And so that's what I think when I think of a godly confidence and a self-confidence. It's a balance of what the Word says, because if I'm not thinking of myself more highly than I ought to, then that's a good balance. You know, I believe we can be balanced with what the Word says. So many times, you know, when you hear the word preach, it can make me feel like, well, I'm not being humble enough or submissive enough. Well, we all know when you're being arrogant. We all know when we are being cocky in our confidence or our assessment, you know, of ourselves. Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. And I think that would help you to keep a good balance. But, you know, and I know God doesn't want us to be on the other side of the pendulum. You know, we don't want to get it twisted where we are, you know, so acting in a mode that is not honoring to God when, you know, I'm totally just dissing myself or, you know, making myself seem, you know, less than, you know, some of the things that, you know, on the bottom of your shoe when you're walking, you know. I don't think God wants that. He wants us to, you know, feel good about who we are because he created us. You know, it said the word says we were created for his pleasure. We were created to do good things and to do godly things, but, you know, not do it. And when I hear Ebony talk, you know, to me she sounds like a person who has a good confidence of who she is. God's given her many abilities. She doesn't come across as arrogant or, you know, thinking that she's all that. I mean, you can hear the soundness, the solidness in her. And I believe it's because of the word of God that, you know, has gone before her and she has been able to partake. And, of course, you know, her parents played a great part in her having a great balance. And so as we look to the word of God and as we, you know, look to those that are leaders who, you know, have a good balance. And that's what I've always looked to. You know, the people that have a good marriage, those are the folks that I'm looking for, the folks that, you know, have a good assessment of who they are. That's what I look to. And anytime you go into any extreme one way or the other, to me that's a opportunity to understand, you know, that, you know, that won't work. You know, you need a balance. You need a balance. And I think that's what will keep us safe when we know that God wants us to feel good about who he made us to be because we are his creation. But, you know, not so much so that you, you know, think too highly of yourselves. And I think people know when they're, you know, being arrogant and cocky and, you know, and all of that. And so that's a great question. I'm so glad that you asked. And I'm sure Coach LaRussa can probably piggyback on that also. What do you think, Coach? Yeah.
Great question. You know, I think it's a valid, very valid question to wonder, especially when we are up with certain teachings in church. You know, there's, I think I'm getting a little deep. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I hear a little bit of feedback. I don't know if someone's phone is on too loud or they have on speakerphone. Sometimes when people have their phones on speakerphone,
Okay. All right. Okay. It's still there, yes. Okay. Sometimes that happens, right? I can hear just a little. But so to your point, yes, it's a good discussion. I think that sometimes when we have that teaching and sometimes in certain churches we have the preacher and then you have the word of God. And then remember, the word is being somewhat interpreted by the person who is standing there, okay? And so that's why we try to encourage everyone when they get of age where they can really read and understand to read the Bible for themselves. And therefore, the Holy Spirit will speak right directly to that individual as they are reading the word for themselves. And so therefore, no matter what is being taught from that particular pulpit, you will be able to discern the truth and how God wants to apply it to your life. Because I know as a preacher myself, you see, and I'm reading the word, but I also have my life experiences. God gave every one of us our own life experiences from which by we see things through and experience things through. He gave us all our separate backgrounds, different parents, different communities we've lived in. All of these things impact us. And so, but that's why, and they shape the way we may refer to something or teach something. And so I had to learn that, you know, that can happen. And when you're young, you don't have that choice. You're brought into a household, to a family, and if they take you to church, I know you know, my house, we had to go regardless. And if I had children, I would absolutely be one of those parents that even if I had a child today, I would make my child go. And I know a lot of people don't believe in that, and the kids should have a choice. I don't know why they didn't have a choice in what they were going to eat. It was my food that fed them what I wanted them to have. They didn't have a choice with clothing and where to live. I don't know why I would give them a choice on, you know, they're five, and I give them a choice whether they want to go to church or not. No, but that's just me. Now, that is personal. That's my personal opinion on that. And I know some people don't believe in that, and that's fine. But that's how I feel about that. Now, when they get 18 and they're out on their own, if they decide to leave eating, then that's on them as well. Confidence in people who have confidence in their abilities, what I believe is that your abilities come from God, all right? My being able to speak in front of a public audience without, I didn't have to be trained for that. Some people have to be trained. Some people can sing without being trained. Some can enjoy math and science without real training. Many gifts God gives us. That's the type of gift where you didn't really need training. Sure, you had to practice because you wanted to get better, but you didn't have to go learn how to do it. There are kids who open their mouth at certain ages, and boom, they can sing. Then they go off to get trained. Same thing with other areas of skills, right? So, but God gives us these talents, these gifts, and even when it's a learned skill, he gave us the mind to learn it, right? Memory, you have to memorize things to learn. He gives us the help. So really, you really can't take a whole lot of credit for anything because everything we have, it didn't come from ourselves, right? So to me, that kind of helps with the whole confidence thing. So while we may not state every 5 minutes, to God be the glory, because we could, and I've seen that happen, and sometimes that can wear on your nerves too. When you're talking with someone, and every 5 minutes they're saying, to God be the glory. Well, that's true. To God be the glory. And, you know, I give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Okay, but after you've said that in about a 10-minute speech or sermon, twice would be sufficient. But, of course, a person can say it as many times as they want. But for the listening ear, you're like, whoa, you know. But I know it's kind of funny. Y'all was supposed to laugh right there. But, you know, that was supposed to be, that was, yeah, I got to get my jokes going here better. I got to get my little skit going better.
It's early.
But, it's early. But you know what I mean? So, in other words, we're confident in what God gave us. We're confident because we don't want the enemy to get nothing, no credit, and we always have in the back of our mind the parable of the talents, and that the steward gave some talent to the servants and had expected them. He had an expectation that they do something with it, and he didn't tell them what. According to the parable, he doesn't tell him what. And then he walks away, and then he goes away for a while, and he comes back to see what they've done with what he gave them to do something with. So I always think of that when I think of, should I do this or should I do that? In other words, should I use this talent or that talent or that talent that God has given me? And then I remember the talents, because if you know what happened to the one that didn't have, well, we don't know if he didn't have confidence or what, but there was the one who went away and hid his gift and did not use it. He buried it. And we don't know why. It doesn't say explicitly why he did that. But it does say what happened to him. The Bible called that servant wicked and slothful, right? Slothful, another word for lazy. Wicked and slothful. And in the parable says that that person was then outcast into utter darkness. And so the others, though, but the others who used their talents and actually went and doubled them were given more. And so I think about, you know, that's kind of what keeps me grounded in being okay with being confident, is that God requires. And then I think about people like Queen Esther. What a confidence she had to have to go to the king. Oh, my God, I could almost go into tears thinking about what it took for her. Now, it's the Holy Spirit working the confidence in you. It's not your confidence at all. It's the Holy, this is what I believe, it's the Holy Spirit working through you, because he caused that young girl to go to the king when she could have been beheaded. She said, if I die, let me die. But I got to do this for the people. And so I think, you know, keeping the people in the forefront helps us be more confident without being arrogant. And so, you know, the story of Queen Esther, what happened with her. I think of Rahab, the prostitute, who had to have some level of confidence in order to say to them, you know, ask your God to save me, you know, that kind of thing, and my family. So, you know, we could go on and on. I know we have other guests who maybe want to get in and other audience. You just hit your number one key. We'll bring you in. Maybe you have a thought on confidence. And as it refers to... And as it refers to where you can get in touch with Ebony, you can just go to her website, Ebony, E-B-O-N-Y, dash, A-R-C-H-E-R, Archer.com. Or you can follow her on Facebook. Just put her name in Facebook, Ebony-Archer.com. And we hope all of you will tune in to our webinar, Power Up Your Possibilities. It's being held tonight at 7 Central Standard Time, 8 Eastern Standard Time, and 6 Pacific Standard Time webinar. And for individuals, and again, you know, these are all of these types of outlets or ways that you can get on that purpose, as Ebony was talking about. And God has you on a journey, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So wherever you're at, you're on a journey, and you're in the right place for the right time. And everything that is supposed to happen for you will happen, because all you got to do is put one foot in front of the other.
Awesome. Absolutely. You know what? I am so excited about this webinar, the Get Three. And then you go free. So I know there's a few folks out there. You've got at least two or three friends you can get together, maybe a coworker, maybe someone from church, maybe a family relative. So if you can get three people, one comes in free. That is absolutely spectacular. And so we think it's a great opportunity for you to come on board, to learn some things to empower you, to take back your power, and start using the possibilities that God has given you to unleash your potential. All right? We want to release the power that's down on the inside of you that you were born with, that maybe you haven't fully engaged in. Maybe you've had some successes, but you are still lacking. You are still needing some motivation. Maybe you have had some success, you know, in your life, maybe as an entrepreneur, maybe doing some other things, but maybe you've reached a place where you just need, you know, another push. And maybe you're a beginner, you're a novice, you haven't even, you know, stepped up to the plate yet. We want to encourage everyone, come on, get on board. Check out the webinar. Listen, this is our spring fling for Women's Month. This is something that's regularly $49.99 being offered to you, our listeners, for $19.99. Oh, my gosh. If you're like me, I love spring specials. I love to be a part of, you know, something that I can, you know, get more power for my buck, you know. And so as you spring forth in 2014, Get ready for 2014 by powering up to the next level, by getting what you need. If you haven't met those resolutions yet, if you have not, you know, done what you've needed to do, listen, we're going to help you get on board. It's not too late. So we're going to power up your possibilities. Power up your possibilities. And that is a page on Facebook. power up your possibilities. We want to assist you in that, and that's why we're offering this special spring savings. And like we said, you know, if you get three other people involved, you know, the fourth person being you, if you're the one that just done that, inbox myself or Coach Lalisa, and let us know the three names that you are submitting, and they have to be three paid registrations, of course, and then the fourth person goes free. So that is a lovely incentive to get you started, to get you going, and I'm excited. But, you know, if you're not able to round up the three, yeah, you cannot beat 1999. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and we're offering that to you.
Yes, it is. It's hot. It's amazing. You don't want to miss it. We are going to be sharing some powerful, powerful nuggets and wisdom and tips and tools on how you can power up the possibilities for not only for yourself. As a matter of fact, we're thinking about the other people around you and that God has placed in your path, and you need to be fully engaged. You need to be fully empowered so that you can, there are so many people who are waiting for us. There are people waiting for you. They are waiting for you to come into your full possibilities. They are waiting for you to come into your full potential. They are waiting, I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, some are dying waiting. They need this so bad. They need you to come and to hear and to be loosed. So you need to join in. You need to sign up. You need to tune in to this webinar. Some of you have been around for a while. You have heard, you have seen, and you know that God is touching your heart right now. You know God is speaking to you and telling you that you need to do this. You know, a lot of times we miss out on greatness because we are afraid to step forward. We're afraid to move in a particular direction. And when fear stops you from moving then you're stuck. If you can't move because you're afraid or you're doubtful or you're not sure, you're stuck. See, when people are unstuck, they are sure about their next move. And yes, that's true. When people are not stuck, they are sure about their next move. Whether it's going to college, starting a business, getting married, moving to a particular part of the country or the world, doing whatever. When you cannot take a move, you are stuck. You need to get unstuck. When you're not sure about what to do, that means you're stuck. You know, the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And so you have to make sure that you are not stuck. And so this webinar is going to help you get unstuck. It's going to help you, and we're going to tell you and give you some tips, some tools, and some things that you can do to get unstuck. Again, if you can't move forward, you're stuck. You're stuck. And you need to get unstuck, because when you're stuck, what you're doing is you're hindering your growth. And when you hinder your growth, you hinder the growth of everyone around you, others around you, be it your family members, be it your children, be it your coworkers, be it the people who work for you, be it the people you work for, be it your church members, your congregation, your community, if you're in politics. When you are stuck and you're not moving, the people around you are also stuck, right? The people that God has attracted in your life, you need to get unstuck. because when something is stuck, think about it, it's trapped. What happens eventually? It dies off, okay? And when it dies off, you know, when anything around you is dead and just sitting there, it begins to stink. It begins to stink. It has a stench to it that's not good. You need to be moving forward in your own life. And too many people are just stuck and can't get free, can't move forward. So signing up for this webinar, we're going to show you how and give you the tools to how to get unstuck and move forward so that you can power up. The very fact that you move forward will help you to power up your possibilities. So we want you to move forward. Go to the website. Go and sign up for that webinar. You can simply go to. Now, if you got to get the flyer to get the code, but I'll give you the code to get your discount. The code is PUYP2014. PUYP, the acronym for Power Up Your Possibilities. That's the acronym, and it's 2014. That's the code. When you go to register for the webinar, you can simply go to anymeeting.com/LilLisa, my first name, my middle initial, and my last name, Williams. LilLisa J. Williams. Go to anymeeting.com, or you can simply inbox or put it on Facebook some kind of way on Cassandra's page, Cassandra McKissack, McKissack. If you haven't friended her yet, you can do that as well. Go to Cassandra McKissack's page or go to Coach LilLisa Williams' page or go to our All About Entrepreneurs page or the event page and get the flyer. Get the flyer, and all the information is on the flyer. The link is a hyperlink. You can put that in your browser, and it'll take you to the same page, anymeeting.com/LilLisaJWilliams. Scroll down from the introduction, and the first webinar listed there is this one, because there are other webinars listed there as well. But this will be the one listed at the top. And get unstuck.
Awesome. Yes.
And I think go ahead. We'll bring her on. Next guest.
Yeah, I'm just encouraging people to make sure you get on board. But we also have those flyers about the webinar, you know, right on our Facebook pages. So they have all that webinar information on it, too. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity to talk to you again, like you said, Coach LilLisa, about the possibilities. So if you're stuck, if you're distracted, you don't have the focus you need, you know, come on, get on board. Get on board for $19.99. You can't beat that. And with that, I am going to begin the introductions of a very good friend, actress, singer, comedian, Bernita Ewing. She is an awesome, awesome woman of God. And I tell you, don't get her started. She'll even preach the word. This woman of God is phenomenal. She was a member of Bishop T.D. Jakes Church for over 10 years. She also worked in that ministry and served under him. And she knows him to be an awesome man of God. His wife, Sarita, she's also an awesome woman of God. She got to know the family very well. And Bernita and I used to attend the same church at one time when I lived in Cleveland, Ohio. And I tell you, I've got to know this woman of God. She speaks from her heart. You can hear that in her singing. You can hear that in her conversation. And she is the real deal. And I tell you, I am so glad to have the privilege of knowing her and getting to know her. You know, as we talk, as we communicate, we are planning to do some events together in the future. And I'm hoping she'll even be able to maybe sing a few bars if she doesn't have a song propped up for ready for us to go. But, yeah, this has been exciting. Coach LaLisa, just getting to know Bernita Ewing, and she's involved in so many great events in the community. You can find her singing at so many different occasions. And, oh, my God, you should hear her do Sister Chitlin. My goodness. Hopefully she maybe will be able to give us some of that. But I know she is an awesome woman of God. And I don't know if I'm leaving out anything, Coach LaLisa. I'm just so excited to be introducing the woman of God. And she just has so much to offer, Coach. Yes, yes, indeed, Coach LaLisa. So,
yes. Okay, are you with us, Miss Bernita? We introduced this woman.
I am. You ladies, I am here.
Oh, there you are. Awesome, awesome. Well, you know what? I was telling everyone that we had on the air with us today, and that I was sharing with people on Facebook, you know, yesterday, that we would be having on someone who starred in the Black Nativity, and you worked with the, you know, that movie. And what was that like, you know, being in a movie like that? I didn't get a chance to go see it yet because it came out when we had about 5 snowstorms up here in New Jersey. So, but just kind of tell us experience. And I talked with you on the phone, a delightful woman, y'all. She's awesome. And then she's a comedian, but just a beautiful person. So just kind of tell us, how did you, and you're a singer, and how did you go from, you grew up in Cleveland? No.
I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
Oh, God.
We want to know about you. Grew up in Ohio.
I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Tell us about that.
Okay. You know what? I grew up in Cleveland, and I've been seen in, you know, God in churches and one of the most phenomenal groups in the city called the Twilight of Joy under the leadership of Anthony Carpenter. And you know what? But I also started doing Caramel, which is a really famous Black theater here, and I started doing shows there. And actually, one of the shows that I did under the directorship of a wonderful gentleman who has now passed away, his name is Mike Malone, and I did Black Nativity probably for about 4 seasons. You know, the opportunity came because I got a phone call from a very dear friend of mine that was doing, he had very famous friends that were coming to Cleveland to do a show. And when he called me, you know, I had been here for a few years. He's like, well, they're doing something at Caramel. I'm like, really? He said, yes, and you have to audition because the people are very famous. I'm like, are you sure? I auditioned for the show at Caramel. This is probably about 6 years ago. And the person, the executive director was James Pickens of Grey's Anatomy, the black head doctor on Grey's Anatomy. He was the executive producer. And the director was also a very famous director named Otis Salib. And I got casted on the spot. And actually, that is how I got the hookup from the movie. He told me he had something that he had been working on for a few years. He called me. I'll never forget it. He called me on Thanksgiving Day. And I'm like, hey, how are you, you know? He's like, how are you? I'm calling to find out. Do you think you'll be free, you know, next month? Because I'd like to bring you to New York to, I'd like for you to come to New York and audition for a movie. I was like, okay. And so he's like, well, don't you want to know what the movie is? I'm like, okay. So he said it's Black Nativity. I was like, oh, I did Black Nativity for years. And then he said, well, don't you want to know who's in the movie? And I'm like, yeah. So he said, well, it's Jennifer Hudson, Mary J. Blige, Forest Whitaker, Angela Bassett, Tyrese Gibson, Jacob Lattimore, and I'm like, are you serious?
Wow.
I said, I'll be there. So, I found out the audition date. I hopped on the plane. He had two requirements. He said, I just need for you to look good. And he said, I need for you to sing like crazy. I was like, okay, So I went, and the rest is history. I had an audition. It was about probably about 450 people that were there at the audition, people from all over New York and other places, throughout the country. I think I had about 3 auditions. This was very different for me because I had never done a movie. So it was everything had to do with the camera, what you look like on camera, what's your side profile on the camera, what do you look like from behind on the camera. So it was an amazing experience. And I think it was so God, because I know a lot of wonderful singers in this country, in this city of Cleveland, in New York. But, I just believe it was just the favor of God. Yep, the favor of God. And he just kind of walked me through the process. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. That is so exciting. My goodness.
I tell you, everyone, if you just tuned in or if you still tuned in, you're listening to Bernita Ewing telling her amazing story of how she ended up in the movie The Black Nativity, which came out what year, 2013?
It came out last year, yep, 2013, November, yep, sure did.
Around Thanksgiving area, it was promoted heavily, I remember that, and I sure wished I had known you were in it. I would have run to the nearest theater to see it.
Oh.
I had plans to see it. I did. I had plans to see it. But I was, I know what happened. I was running for office. And that's, I knew it was something when you said in November. I was in the throes of campaigning, and my life revolved around knocking on doors and kissing babies. So I didn't have a moment. And we had 2 elections. We had a November and a December. We had to do a runoff, and we were on pins and needles. But anyway, back to you. So that's the only reason. But I remember it was heavily promoted, and I saw, and I remember wanting to see. I thought, wow, how awesome. And so what was it like to be in this movie? You said you've never done that before. And what did you experience that you could share with someone who is also looking for that break? And if you could talk for a minute, just for a second, about what about confidence? Because there was a question earlier, you weren't on, but a young woman had a question about, when it comes to your confidence, not to be too confident, not to be overconfident or cocky or conceited, I think was her description, don't be conceited. And having grown up in the church, where they tell you that, you don't have any self-esteem. You're just supposed to believe in God, and God is your self-esteem. You shouldn't have confidence. You've got to have, it's God's, confidence kind of thing. And so anyway, but first share about your experience with this getting this movie deal. Yeah, movie deal.
Yeah. You know what? It was an amazing experience. I think that it was, first of all, it was so wonderful to work with the celebrities, and they were just very, 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 very nice people. I had an opportunity to talk a lot with, Mr. Forrest Whitaker, because we kind of had the same interest. We were on the same side, so we began to chat. Just a really, really nice man. It was a wonderful experience. It's glamorous, but it's hard work. And it's so funny because I remember, sometimes we would be shooting for 12 and 13 and 14 hours sometimes. And there are always, you wonder how these people stay fabulous for these hours. There are always makeup artists and hair people on the set. So if it's at 1 o'clock in the morning and you've had a hard, long day, honey, they can make it look like it's just 7 o'clock in the morning. This would be the whole, refreshing, Every time we took a break, someone would come up and just give us a brush here or there. It was very different for me. My challenge, let me just be real straightforward. I am not a dancer. I think I, I think I am a singer that moves well. Well, however, when I got to New York, I don't know why I thought any different, because Otis Khalid is a very accomplished choreographer, and he, I mean, we were dancing. I was like, oh, my God, are you serious? I kind of fell in there just a little bit. I had a few oops and a few moments of going, okay, Bernita, you know what, just go sit down. I was like, okay. I'm like, but I can't do that. But I tell you what, it taught me a lot in that I knew that I needed to take some dance classes. So you know what? When I came back, I didn't take a dance class, but I got into an aerobic a class. I had a personal trainer that helped me with my movement. So now if I had to do it all over again, it would be, you know, just a whole lot better. But, every now and then I was like, God, you know what? I'm in a movie. You acted and cast as a principal in the movie. I sang throughout the entire movie with an ensemble of, you know, wonderful. And, I mean, the talent that I was with, they were, they were people that had been on Broadway on several occasions. There were, these people, the people that I worked with were in the chorus, that were in Forest Whitaker's choir, they were famous in their own right. They had done Broadway several times. They were recording artists. There were television people. I have a dear friend named Bruce Hawkins. He has done like 100 movies, and he's done 100 soap operas. And, I mean, he's just really seasoned. I mean, so these were really, really, like, fabulous folk that I was working with, you know. So it was an experience I'll never forget. On the self-confidence side, you know, I'm going to say two things about that. Number one is that, let me just speak, that Deidre is actually one of my best girlfriends in the world. She's absolutely an awesome, anointed woman of God. She's so talented in so many different areas of her life. And I understand, you know, we've been friends for a minute, so I understand what she's been through in so many areas. I believe that you don't have to be arrogant. That's something that, you know what, I work and people, like, they hire me. Like, for a season, I didn't audition for anything. People would call me because they like working with me. And that makes it, oh, my God, it makes such a big difference. Otis, you know, when he called me for Black Activity, it's because I didn't give him any grief in Otis Khalid, Gospel, 6 years ago. You know what I mean? So I think it's important to go in the confidence of God and what he gave you, and in knowing that your gift will definitely make room for you. And just keep speaking the things of God, you know, keep speaking over your life, you know, according to the word of God. And, you know, I believe that in a season, and if you stay around very focused and confident people in God and in their gifts, I believe God will begin to build you up on the inside. That's what it is. It's a building up on the inside. Yes. And that is why I'm on, and I listen to you all. You know, I get up, I get my children ready. I have to feed them, fuss them, run them out the door. You have homework, after that. And that is why I tune in every day, because these women are just, and you all have been such a blessing for me in my own life. And I would definitely be on the webinar this evening. I just have to do that. You know, I found you just for a minute. And I'm like, man, she's so many. I like, she really has.
All right.
Yeah.
But you know what? I want to just say something. You know, I think that the fact that you would tune into this All About Entrepreneurs, which is inspiration, motivation, and empowerment for entrepreneurs, and, you know, in my opinion, everyone's an entrepreneur, because if you're not creating a business, then you're creating your something else. You're creating the leadership programs in your town, your church, and even on the job, you have the entrepreneurial spirit. You can best imagine you're going to get that promotion. If you go to your job with an entrepreneurial spirit, you best believe you're going to be get the wonderful projects, and your supervisor is going to make room for you. But so that's one of the things. But the fact that you would tune in and listen definitely speaks to, now we can say that I can put this on our resume, Cassandra, that we're a talk show to the stars. So we have you. We have.
Well, I tell you, Bernita is an awesome, awesome woman of God, and I thank you for speaking so highly of us. Treat it as an honor and a joy, and I'm thinking that people are going to get signed up for this webinar because they're going to get inspired. They're going to be taken to another level. We know that procrastination is the assassination of your destiny. What you put off for tomorrow, it just doesn't work. It puts you further and further behind. So, folks, get signed up for the webinar. Get three together and you go free. We want you to come and be empowered. We want you to go to the next level. I have another question for Bernita. When people are interested in taking their talents and gifts to the next level, number one, what's a good starting place? If you're a budding singer, if you're a budding actress, should they take acting classes? Should they take singing classes? Or do they just try to sing everywhere, anywhere, in the church, outside the church? What do you suggest, especially for maybe young people, their parents didn't really do anything or haven't done anything to help them cultivate their gifts? What would you suggest? Bernita.
Yes, I believe that your craft. That I do believe. You know, it's so funny. The lady that cast me for Back Activity, her name is Twinkie Bird. She's like a really famous casting agent in Hollywood. And one thing that stayed with me is she said, you got to continue to study and perfect your craft. You know, if it's voice lessons, if you're a singer, take voice lessons. There's nothing wrong with that. If you are a dancer, take dance classes. If you are any type of musician, whether you're a piano player, guitar player, it's always important to keep to perfect your craft. You're never too good. I have a friend who's been dancing for years. He's like, I'm going to go take a ballet class, you know, because there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's important to perfect your gift. Even on the set, I will say that Forrest Whitaker, he was a pastor in the movie. And even in Aquila and the Bee, he was a kind of a method kind of overtone, you know, kind of pastor. However, in Black Activity, he was very, you know, touch your neighbor, say glory, kind of charismatic kind of a pastor. And so, you know what, he hired a vocal coach because he had to sing a little bit, and a, you know, acting coach, I would say, and it was B.B. Winans. So he was there on the set quite a bit, kind of, you know, moving him in the direction of this charismatic, you know, kind of pastor. So I think it's important just to study, to perfect your craft, you know, get a resume, get professional headshots, you know, log on a different website. I am associated with so many different websites, from Explore Talent to Casting Network, which is a website that casts for television, soap operas, reality shows. I mean, they cast for everything. And there's several of the sites that can, you know, that are just geared for just industry people. You know, singers, dancers, actors. Yeah. So I think that's very important to perfect your gifts. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we're almost out of time, and we're definitely going to just definitely try to get you back on to talk. I would love to hear more about some things that people could do to put themselves, you know, out there. Maybe we can drum up some listeners who are people who have children or family members who do have these great talents and they don't have a clue as to what to do next. So thank you for that question, Cassandra. But we are down to the last 2 minutes of the broadcast. And so definitely you can follow Ms. Bernita Ewing. Tell us about some of the other things you're doing and how people can get in touch with you, Bernita.
Okay. You know, I usually post. I am actually in the process of picking music for a CD, and I got some wonderful music last night. The things I'm doing on Facebook, and I'm in the process of completing, you know, getting my website up that'll tell you a little bit about what I'm doing. I am up for a reality show. I will say that. It'll be national. But, yeah, you know, just follow me. Hit me on Facebook. I tell you what I'm doing, but most times I'll just say, I'll be in Rochester, or I'll be in Dallas, or I'll be, I'll go ahead and tell people on my Facebook page where I'm going to be. Yes.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. It's a reality show. Oh, I can't wait for more of that. Wow, that sounds exciting. Well, we know you're also a comedian, and so people can follow you, find out where your shows are, find out how they can come and listen to some of, come to some of your sets. That's awesome. Please go out and get, because you can still see the movie Black Nativity. You probably watch it on, you know, DVD or Blu-ray, or you can go to probably Walmart, Best Buy, somewhere, pick up a copy of it. And watch the movie, and you'll watch it even more now that you know one of the persons that you know all the people, but you haven't probably listened to them talk up close and personal as Miss Bernita has come and done here for us. But we thank both our guests on today,
yes,
Cassandra.
Absolutely.
They've been very awesome.
And you know what? We don't want to forget. Bernita is going to sing a few lines. This show may be going
yes.
off, but can you sing
hey.
A few lines?
Go right ahead, Bernita.
Stuff?
Sure.
Go right ahead.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord,
yes.
my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not, for thou hast healed. Are we on still?
Ow.
Oh,
wow.
Great thy faithfulness, great
yes.
faithfulness. Huh. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not.
Wow.
Awesome. Oh, my God, that is awesome. So you're available for speaking engagements, singing engagements, and you'll introduce Sister Chitlin if anybody wants some comedy. So listen, contact Bernita Ewing directly on Facebook, or myself, Cassandra McKissick, or Coach LaLisa, and we will be able to hook you up because this is an awesome woman of God. She's got a lot to offer, and we're going to bring Bernita back. She is the bomb. Thank you
Girl,
so much,
and
Bernita. We love you.
We do. We thank you all for tuning in. Now go register for that webinar tonight. Get unstuck. Go to anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams. If you can't remember that, just hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. We do have a Power Your Possibilities Twitter page now. But so if you go out on Twitter and type it in, you should come up with that. And so we're going to start tweeting on tomorrow. We're going to send out our first All About Entrepreneurs tweet with the Power of Possibilities. So be ready tomorrow. Be ready with your Twitter up. Get your Twitter accounts going, because we're going to tweet it up, y'all. Tomorrow's going to be tweet day.
We're going to tweet.
Girl, we're going to tweet, tweet, tweet. I want you to tweet all night long.
Say that tweet address again. Say the tweet address.
Well, I don't have the exact address, but you got to go to Twitter. Just go into the search, and it's under Power Your Possibilities, because Twitter, everything is short there. The handles are different. But I'll post it on Facebook, and when you see it, I want you to tweet that you listened to Bernita Ewing today on the show. I want you to tweet that you listened to Ebony Archer and singing her Gotta Believe in Me. I want you to tweet that we had wonderful audience calling in. Miss Deidre and others are listening. Tweet that you are listening. Tweet that this is the show that you want to listen to in the morning to help you grow and get unstuck. So thank you again, Cassandra, awesome, awesome friend and guest. Bernita, thank you for that song at the end. Wow, how powerful and amazing. But we definitely want to bring you back, because I definitely want to, I didn't get a chance to ask my one question. How do you keep from being starstruck when you're around that many stars like that? So that's another question. We'll talk about that the next time we get you back. So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Go out. Everybody go out and watch the movie Black Nativity. You can still get it on cable, and it still helps that if you watch it, purchase it or whatever. And we can't wait to hear what movie you're in next, and we'll be looking for you. And thank you, Cassandra. That's
yes.
it, and that's all. Have a wonderful day.
Oh,
you know, we'll talk
it.
Later. Everyone tonight.
Yeah, we'll see you on the webinar. Yes, see you at the webinar.
See you on the webinar.
Yes, check us out. Inboxes. And look for those flyers with the special registration to get that discount.
Yes, yes. Yes. Ain't no stopping us now. That's right. Right.
Woohoo!
Ain't no.
Let's keep going.
It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. And we're thankful. We're thankful. All right, Blog Talk Radio, that's it.